From the life of President Heber J. Grant, Comforted by the Holy Ghost. Heber J. Grant's wife, Lucy, was sick for nearly 3 years. He knew that she was dying, so he gathered their children into the room. He said, "The Lord is calling your mother home to be with Him." His daughter said, "I don't want Mama to die. She has felt better lots of times after a priesthood blessing. Can't you heal her?" And he replied, "If I tried, I feel it would be against God's will." Heber sent his children out of the room and prayed, "Heavenly Father, I won't complain that my wife is dying, but I can't bear to see the faith of my children shaken. If it is Thy will for Lucy to die, please give my daughter peace." Within a few hours, Lucy passed away. When Heber told his children, his little son started crying, but Heber knew that his prayer had been answered. His daughter said, "Don't cry. I prayed, and the Holy Ghost told me that it is God's will for our mama to die. Everything will be all right." About a year later, Heber's only living son became sick with a hip disease. One night, Heber dreamed that the boy's mother was waiting to take him to heaven. Heber's brother woke him from the dream. "Come quickly, Heber, your son is dying." And Heber thought, "Was my dream real?" When Heber went into his son's bedroom, he could feel that his wife's spirit was there. "I feel such peace in this room that I can watch my son pass away without shedding a tear." As president of the church, he told the saints of the Holy Ghost's power to comfort us. "As I saw my little boy die, I experienced a sweet, peaceful, heavenly feeling, greater than I had ever felt. The joy of the gospel robs the grave of its sting." End of From the Life of President Heber J. Grant, Comforted by the Holy Ghost.